Counselor, I know you're out of town right now at a conference, but what was your reaction when you were first notified about the subway shutdown this morning?
Concern, but also probably like many other customers and riders, just a bit of a frustrated sigh that, you know, this has happened and disrupted service. So now we're, you know, investigating to see what actually was the cause, because we can't have these kind of disruptions. It's just not acceptable, and I know TTC staff recognizes that, and we're trying to find answers.
Where are we in terms of finding answers?
Still very early stages, and so we know the obvious, you know, basics of the communication failings that, you know, made it unsafe or really not possible to operate a subway system. And so at this point, I'm pushing, and they certainly are, so we have the answers much sooner than later, because, you know, we don't want this to happen again. And so we only can ensure that it doesn't when we find out what the cause was.
What's the time frame that we're looking at in terms of finding answers? Are we talking about 24 to 48 hours, or what are we looking at here?
Yeah, I mean, I want them today. Obviously, I'm also realistic that, you know, we have to do this investigation. So I know, again, TD staff are pushing to get answers today. As soon as, you know, I have anything or they do, we'll share them with you and our customers.
Counselor, what do you say to riders at this point? I mean, this is just another in a series of problems and shutdowns and delays that have been happening really over the past 18 months. I mean, it's gotten to the point where when we went out to different stations this morning, we dispatched our reporters to talk to riders, and riders weren't even surprised, when we talked to them this morning. Most of them just kind of were, saying this is just another in a series of delays, and they weren't surprised. They were frustrated, but not necessarily surprised by it. So what do you say to riders at this point after yet another major delay?
Well, I mean, certainly we apologize to our riders because they are so loyal and patient. But the other reality is that, you know, when you don't fix your tracks, you don't fix your signaling system for 60 years, this is what starts to happen. And now, I can't say this is part of that, but as, you know, we start to take actions to fix the lack of investment that's been done over the years, we're going to have more disruptions. That's what happens. You know, imagine if you let your car sit there without fixing it for 60 years. It's not going to run as reliably as you want it to. So there are going to be disruptions going forward. I think the scheduled ones we're good with. We can handle that. And I think most, you know, of our riders patiently will deal with that. I think it's these unscheduled ones that we've got to make sure don't happen.
In terms of timing, I mean, this is almost as bad as it gets with the Pan Am Games just a little over a month away. Some of the riders we spoke to this morning definitely sharing some doubts and some worries and concerns about whether the TTC will be able to handle the Pan Am Games. Counselor, what do you say? I mean, how are we in terms of being prepared for the Pan Am Games when they hit on July 10th?
Yeah, we're ready for the games. We have a great plan in place for the games. And, you know, I hope we have lots of people visit the city. Well, I guess we'll have to see. But I think any shutdown on a working day, whether it's during the Pan Am Games or just a regular week in Toronto, we can't have that happening. And so that's got to be what drives us to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I know Andy Byford, at some point, the TTC CEO, is going to have to answer questions about, you know this shutdown. And then you're talking, Brad Ross is talking. For all you guys, this has to be extremely frustrating to have to come out over and over and talk about all these problems.
It is. It's frustrating. I mean, I guess I'm newer to it, so, you know, I haven't kind of put in the years that they have. But at the same time, you know, this is a system that needs a lot of work. And now that we're doing that work, that's great. But there are going to be, you know, disruptions. And as I said, when you let something sit for 50, 60 years, there are implications of that. And for everyone who thinks there are not, well, here's where we are. And so, again, I can't say that this is related to that. But in terms of the string of disruptions we've had over the last 18 months, it certainly is. And that's something we're addressing. People have to understand that that's where you get to when, decisions are previous decision makers are made that don't get us the, you know, renewed service that we desperately need.